Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. An alleged attempted bomb attack at an Invasion Day rally in Boorloo, Perth has been condemned across the political divide as Parliament kicks off for the year in Canberra. The nation's leaders say the alleged attack on Indigenous people is an attack on all Australians, with authorities confirming the incident is being investigated as a potential terrorist attack.
A crowd of 2,500 Indigenous peoples and allies protesting at an Invasion Day rally last Monday. A peaceful event under attack.
We need this area clear.
Get Andy!
This is not a drill.
Police allege a 31-year-old man threw a homemade bomb containing nails and ball bearings into the crowd. The device, police say, was designed to explode, failed to detonate.
This should be treated as an act of terror.
The incident, a matter of priority for the Senate, as it began its first sitting of the year. A motion condemning the alleged attempted bombing put forward by Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe.
What we saw in Perth last Monday was an attempted bombing of a peaceful First Nations rally. This was an attack on the social cohesion of the Australian community. It was an attack on all Australians.
This is an attack against Indigenous Australians. That's the appropriate term to use. It is an attack also against all Australians, and we must condemn it.
Western Australian Senator Dorinda Cox sharing the toll the incident has taken on her community.
I have heard from parents frightened for their children, from elders who are angry, who are hurt, and who are exhausted, and from young people questioning whether it's safe to gather, to protest, or even to be visible.
Senator Thorpe arguing there was a lack of national media and political attention on the incident.
The trauma was met with something familiar. Silence, minimisation and indifference. Another form of violence.
A 31-year-old man has been charged with making or possessing explosives and acts intended to endanger life. He remains in police custody. Meanwhile, a joint counter-terrorism team, including the Australian Federal Police, Australian Security Intelligence Organisation and WA Police, is investigating the incident as a possible terrorist act. Cameron Gooley, NITV News.
This week, the Northern Territory government is set to introduce the strongest penalty for domestic violence in Australia. The new legislation will impose a life sentence with a mandatory minimum non-parole period of 25 years for domestic homicide. In the NT, the rate of domestic homicide is 7 times the national average, and Aboriginal women make up for around 90% of all DV victims. The move has drawn criticism from the justice advocate group Justice Not Jails, who, in a statement, called on the government to instead address the drivers of harm in communities.
It is long overdue for us to put victims and women's safety at the forefront of our justice system. And that is why I make no apologies for ensuring the strongest action and deterrence and sentencing for those who commit murder of their partner.
He's the son of a global civil rights icon and is in Australia to lend his support to the fight for Indigenous empowerment. Martin Luther King III wants to ignite a national conversation about generational change. He's joined forces with an organisation helping First Nations university students enter professional careers, as Phoebe McIlrath reports.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up.
More than 60 years on, the name Martin Luther King remains synonymous with change. And for a new generation of First Nations young people and community, that legacy is here and now. Martin Luther King III welcomed to Gadigal Country by Career Trackers.
Welcome to Australia, and welcome, most importantly, to Aboriginal Australia. First Nations people welcome you with open arms and a clear mind.
To launch the Legacy and Leadership Tour, designed to engage First Nations students and empower future leaders.
Dr. King and now Martin Luther King has been the torchbearer to continue that mission, and not just to raise the profile of young people or recognise the challenges of the past, but look at the future.
For more than 16 years, this organisation has supported Indigenous students, delivering over 9,000 internships and building a 1,500-strong alumni network.
allowing me to be in a room like this is something that I could never have imagined without without Career Trackers and without Adam and without the advisor support. And Mr. King's speech today was like, it was a wonderful thing to see.
The significance of having someone like Mr. King come and support First Nations communities and people is really powerful for the legacy that he represents from what his family's movement is all about.
Currently, only 13% of First Nations people work in professional roles, occupying just 0.4% of senior leadership positions. Concerning figures, Career Trackers is looking to shift.
In some communities, of course, there is a lack of hope. So our task is to continue to create and build hope so people don't lose hope in a system that is broken. The system is broken for some.
Enlisting a powerful ally to celebrate First Nations achievement and drive systemic change. Phoebe McIlwraith, NITV News.
New statistics have revealed the positive impact Indigenous health program Deadly Choices is having on our community. The research shows an incredible 94% of mobs surveyed are more likely to get a regular health check because of the initiative. Deadly Choices is launching its 16th season, unveiling this year's shirts from sporting teams across various codes.
Deadly Choices kicking off its 2026 season, marking 16 years of empowering mob to take control of their health.
Yeah, I think it's the role that playing high-level sport, especially in the NRL, plays in inspiring community members. And these are all heroes. Our men and women here today are all heroes in community.
I think it's really important for me to encourage the next generation to be a role model for them.
The spotlight also fell on the highly anticipated 2026 Deadly Choices shirts, worn by more than 15 sporting partners.
Yeah, what's obviously the designs, right? The designs are amazing, and they all tell the story. And I think for the supporters themselves, they love their teams.
Designed to encourage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to complete a 715 health check at their local community-controlled health service.
It's come a long way, you know, just to where it's now. You know, we've got heaps of professional athletes doing so well for the communities and stuff like that.
First Nations superstars David Fifita, Olivia Koenig and Jada Taylor on hand to show off this year's designs.
We were able to incorporate all the strong black women that have played for our club with their totems in the bottom.
And helping drive home the message, health checks save lives.
Deadly Choices is all about making those healthy choices, so it's important that that messaging gets everywhere.
In 2026, Deadly Choices is bigger than ever, with the program expanding into New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria and Tasmania, which means you mob down south can get your hands on one of these if you go and get a health check. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
A Cook Island footballer from the A-League women's competition has been handed the contract of a lifetime, signing with the six-time Italian champions Juventus. 20-year-old Annalise Rasmussen burst on the national scene this season with the reigning domestic champions, the Central Coast Mariners. Her 9-goal haul in 13 appearances caught the eye of Juve scouts and secured the striker a 2-year deal with the Italian side. Rasmussen is currently uncapped at senior international level, but the move comes just 1 month out from Australia's Asian Cup campaign on home soil. With the Matildas currently managed by former Juventus coach Joe Montemuro. That's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News weeknights.